Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is 720 Total Information AM Sunday. At this time every week, we chat with Hancock and Kelly, KMOX political consultants. That is John Hancock on the Republican side, Michael Kelly on the Democratic side. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
All right. So yesterday, all over the country, we had another set of these No Kings protests. I want to start with this question. Is this good for the country, what's going on right now, do you think? Michael, you can start.
Yeah, I participated in the march yesterday. I went down to Kiener Plaza yesterday in the rain, and I bet 1,000 or more folks were there. And it's an opportunity for people to show their displeasure on the way that the legislative governmental processes are working. What's more American than showing up and protesting? My parents did it during the Vietnam War, and we're doing it through this authoritarian push of Donald Trump.
John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is an American tradition to peacefully assemble, protected by our Constitution. And I do think it was, I don't know that it's going to amount to anything substantively, but I think it was an important exercise of people's freedoms, and good to see.
Well, I know, John, you've talked about this issue, which is the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments about guard deployment to major American cities. And what do you think is going to be the result of that?
No idea. I do think that this court has demonstrated that they believe the executive authority has a lot of power. So you can look at it that way and say that if the president believes there's an emergency, he has the right to send the guard. And I think that's probably where the court comes out, but who knows?
Well, John, you've said that and this is going to affect future presidents. This decision is not just about President Donald Trump. Michael, what are your thoughts on the Supreme Court and the courts weighing in on executive power?
Well, this court's made it clear that they're going to allow the law and their interpretation of the law to be stretched to the nth degree to be supportive of this president. That's as plain as day. But I do think the courts will have some restrictions as it relates to what's about to happen. And you're exactly right, though, Scott, and that the repercussions of what we're experiencing right now will be felt for presidents going forward. And I don't know how we ever get back from this imperialistic presidency that we've given so much control and power to, and now validated by our courts. I just wonder if we're ever able to get back to a normal place. I think this could be the future.
Do you really believe that, though, if Democrats take back some power through next year's midterms and then we elect a Democratic president who has a different approach to things, you don't think that will change?
Well, I'm hopeful it changes and that we go back to something normal, but how can you not see some potential pursuing of criminal justice against some of these folks that many people believe are violating the law. I mean, we get into this tit for tat game, Scott, and I don't know where that it stops. And so do we just wait every 4 years and elect a new president, and whoever was against them goes to jail? That's not democracy. That's authoritarianism.
Well, John, how do you think, if you look into the future, that President Trump might be looked at down the road? I mean, right now there are obviously he has many supporters. He was elected president twice now. There's obviously the other side where you have all these protests and people are very upset. He's shaking things up for sure in all elements of government and the courts and everything. So I'm just wondering if you think later on people will look differently on President Trump.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I don't think history is going to be particularly kind to Donald Trump. To take the question in a slightly different direction, the big problem of this era is the fact that the Congress has ceded any semblance of oversight or checks on the executive. And, from a historical perspective, we've not seen this before. And I'm going to be curious to see if the institution of the legislative branch can possibly reemerge, because that's been a particularly strong result of this current era we're living in.
I want to go local here for a minute. The sheriff's in jail. The latest superintendent has been canned. We had Kim Gardner, who was a nightmare. Alderman put in prison. Is there something in the water in St. Louis regarding leadership, or is this just something that happens in every city? Whoever wants to go.
Well, I don't think it happens in every city, and I think it's an embarrassment. I think it's a problem for the city of St. Louis in the way that we continue to elect these folks based on these global ideals rather than actually doing the jobs that they're elected for. And that's kind of the product of this progressive movement, which has come as a result of the pushback to Donald Trump's elections both times. So I don't think this is the way you run a railroad. Unfortunately, one of the consequences might be that the Republican legislature is going to come in and take control of the city. And that's a hard argument to be against right now when you have the nuttiness and chaos that is the city of St. Louis.
John, where are you coming down on this?
Yeah, I mean, at some point soon, I suspect, they're not going to be able to pay their bills. And so that does invite a host of problems. I think one of the things that plagues the city of St. Louis is the fact that it's shrinking. We're now under 300,000 people. Our elections are, you know, very small turnout. Our elections are very inexpensive to participate in. And so they've drawn a lot of this outside, very left progressive money over the years. It's been effective in electing people. Now, the folks of that ilk have been on the way out in more recent times. So that's an encouragement to me. But, you know, at some point, the city is not going to be solvent, I think. And, you know, you at that point, you start over again like they did in Detroit. And so I'm somewhat hopeful that maybe that could happen here.
But not hopeful that the city and county will ever, ever, ever merge.
I think it has to happen. And there's going to have to be a lot of things that occur in order to help make that happen. But I think it's for the long-term future of this region, it really needs to happen.
Last word on that, Michael.
Yeah, ditto. The merger of the city and the county needs to happen. We have to need to have some type of regional governance. It'd be helpful if we did it before we hit rock bottom. But I think the only way that it's likely to happen now, Scott, is exactly what John described. If the city goes bankrupt, the state of Missouri is going to have to step in, and this may give them an opportunity to do something that the voters of St. Louis haven't had the political will to do, and that is create a one government across both the city and the county.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, great insight as always. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
You bet.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll get a check of CBS News, followed by some local news and other items. We have coming up Wall Street Week next half hour. Also, Tom Ackerman will tell us about that Mizzou game and other things in sports. Total Information AM Sunday.
End of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.